Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Hey, good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, too. It's a nice day for late February in some respects.
Well, it's snowy and slushy here, so it sort of depends on where you are. Let's talk a little bit about this snowstorm that's made its way across a portion of the Midwest and I think is headed to the northeastern United States. First, what can you tell me about it, and more importantly, when will the snow go away, because I don't want to have to shovel.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's all a matter of perspective, right? A meteorologist likes this kind of weather, so that's why it's a wonderful day. So anyway, sorry about that. I kind of messed you up. It is snowing from Illinois and Indiana into Michigan, and we're going to see a big storm up there in southeastern parts of Canada, Ontario and Quebec. They're going to get 10 to 20 inches, maybe even some 2 feet amounts. And what's interesting about that particular area up there is that they already have substantial snow on the ground in Quebec, and they also have a saturated soil underneath it. So their agricultural region is facing a tremendous flood potential here this spring, especially after the storm system passes. In the heart of the Midwest, the snow is going to wind down here fairly quickly. We're pretty much done with this event, with the exception of parts of Michigan and Ohio, maybe northeastern Indiana. Those areas will still get snow on into the evening. But the Illinois and points to the west, I think, pretty much done with this event. And we'll start melting it fairly quickly. We have a shot of cool air come around, but warming is going to occur this weekend, and that should get rid of it real quick.
Okay, so USDA yesterday released something I just didn't catch that they do on a regular basis, called the State Stories. These are released in January, February, and March. And they're a NASA update that looks a little bit like the weekly crop progress reports. And it included, under the North Dakota heading, a harvest progress number. Now, you might recall that in the last weekly crop progress report, only 43% rather, of the corn crop had been harvested. That was back on December the 8th. On the January 31st edition of the State Stories, they were at 49% harvested. And as of yesterday, and this is pretty good progress in the winter months, they are now 61% harvested. So I'm wondering two things. One, I know they're worried about snow. So is there snow coming or more snow cover that has been slowing them down potentially? And then the second thing is, once they really start falling through and the soils are so saturated, I don't think they'll be able to move again. So what can you tell me about that area of the world?
Yeah, that's really good. We do have a lot of snow on the ground still in the eastern parts of North Dakota, northeastern half of South Dakota. Well, there's actually snow on the ground in most of South Dakota today. There was some new snow that fell this week from Montana into South Dakota. And the only areas that are snow-free right now are in the, we'll call it the northwestern one-third of North Dakota. And everybody else has at least a little snow on the ground. But, of course, the deep snow is in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and into Minnesota. And the situation there is not as extreme as it was last year at this time, and that's good news. That means that it won't take a lot of warm weather to get rid of the snow, and your question is really poised more on where are we going to go from here. Are we going to have an opportunity to melt the snow without getting more snow on top of it? And the answer to that is a kind of a yes for right now. The precipitation bias in the Dakotas and Minnesota has been actually below normal since the beginning of this month. And this trend will continue into the first week to maybe 10 days of March. In fact, I think the spring in general is going to have a split jet stream pattern. So there'll be a northern branch that will dominate the north central parts of the U.S. That means that cooler and drier air will come in those areas fairly often. The good news is the northwest flow will restrict the amount of precipitation. The good news is also that the temperatures will be getting warmer as we go deeper into the spring season in the afternoons, but we'll have nightly freezes. So I think the scenario right now looks pretty good for getting rid of the snow without a flood, and also allowing for some more farming activity to take place before we get all the snow gone. But you're absolutely right. It is totally saturated underneath that snow in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. And as soon as that is all gone, that's going to be an issue. I don't think we're going to lose it all until maybe the second half of March, and I think we'll get some back again. So it's going to be kind of hit and miss for a little while. They will stay wet up there, I think, though, pretty deep into the spring, just simply because it's not going to be persistently warm there.
What's your assessment of the situation in South America today?
South America still looks relatively good, but Argentina has worked its way to the top of our list of areas to watch because of a drying trend that's underway. Now, it's fairly late in their summer, but it is not late enough for late double crop beans and peanuts and late corn, all of which will continue to develop rather aggressively over these next few weeks. And the ground is firming up. We don't have much rain in the pipeline for at least the next 10 days in Argentina, and it's going to turn warmer than normal once again, with temperatures in the 80s and 90s daily and probably a couple of extremes over 100 in the north. So Argentina is going to lose most of its topsoil moisture in the next 5 to 7 days, raising stress. The subsoil, though, is still plenty moist for right now. So about 10 days from now, if it still is going to be dry, that's when the stress will be high enough that we could start harming some of the late-season crop yield potentials. For Brazil, it's a little different story. We have very good conditions right now for late-season crops, late-season soybean, I guess I should say, that's being harvested from Mato Grosso into portions of Paraná and São Paulo. Those areas are going to see some rain, but not a lot, and they'll have an opportunity for aggressive field work to take place. Now, just a little farther to the northeast from there, in Minas Gerais, northeastern São Paulo, and Goiás, there is going to be a high frequency of rain and probably some great enough amounts to cause some flooding. We'll hear about that in this next 7-day period. Now, the area that's going to be wettest is not a primary corn or soybean producing area. It's in southern Minas Gerais. That's really sugarcane and coffee country. So for grains, is really Goiás and the southwest part of Minas Gerais that may have some issues. Goiás produces about 11% of the second season corn crop. So that's the maximum amount that we probably would see have a big issue. And they've already planted some. We just don't know what that percentage is exactly right now.
Hey, Drew, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. By the way, if you want to find him online, you can do that. The address there is worldweather.cc. That's the letter C. That's worldweather.cc.